what's the matter with you?
I'm sitting here as we're preparing to get ready for the show. 5 seconds, 10 seconds before the show, I hear across the house you yelling at the cows, yelling at Charlotte. Hey ho, hey ho, ho. And then you saunter up to the microphone in your little studio there, and you're like,
I'm inspired. It's 7 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
Funny.
Program. Richie and I are here. Roberta's sick. Jennifer's in Hawaii. We can't find Maria to save our soul. Who else do we need? I don't know.
We
need to bring Andrea in a little bit more.
Where is Andrea?
I don't know. She's usually not around until Thursday. She's smart, though. Is a smart cookie.
Yes.
For you, Andrea Metcalf, we're talking about, who is the guru of fitness. And, by the way, if you go to the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com, you'll see from Andrea the do's and don'ts of healthy living and exercise. Everything, she says, everybody moves. You got to move. And you can move. And by moving, you can, if you think about what you're doing, and I have, as I've said before, this is a real... maybe a pivoting point, a turning point, thinking about with each step what you can do to move your body to keep yourself in shape. And if you see Andrea, you know that she lives what she talks. She is in wonderful shape, and there's nothing about her that's overcooked, except maybe her attention to the new media. My God, I've never been around anybody who is onto three things at the same time.
Connected.
Got three different screens
wired
on her computer, and she's into all of them while she's having a meeting with somebody about something else. Anyway, so is that helpful? I'm very proud of how we are sort of manipulating the Good Day website around to be of service to you. That was always the idea, anyway, but give me a little idea of what was going on with the people, et cetera, et cetera.
Example, go to the audio highlights section and hear our conversation with Dr. Pam Popper about sunscreen.
Right. Yep. Good
to slather or not to slather?
That is the question. But, Richie, we got to do something about that picture of me up there. That picture is just, oi.
I know. We'll do something about it.
Speaking of health, if you can't afford a doctor, go to the airport. You'll get a free x-ray and a breast exam, and if you mention Al-Qaeda, you'll get a free colonoscopy, courtesy of the TSA, the new American healthcare program.
I love it.
Right? Help yourself to that. The video of the day today at DougSteffen.com is a new song inspired by all those pictures online of people at Walmart. Now, some people are going to be annoyed. Sorry. Some people are going to be upset. Sorry. Some people are going to be perturbed. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Some people are going to laugh.
Okay.
And that's hopefully what you will do. This is a new song inspired by all the pictures online or video of the day at DougSteffen.com with the audio from the video.
Pictures.
Yeah. Wow. There have been pictures online for years.
Yeah, it's like a
of
big
the
trend.
People of yeah. I mean, this is an ongoing thing. This isn't anything new. And the pictures are anything but flattering. Anything but flattering. But
no.
It's really. It's.
Hence, therefore, the reason I do not shop at Walmart.
I haven't seen a whole lot of that
advertising with us today, are they? No, I'm safe. Yeah, no, I don't go into that.
Probably the local stations have them as sponsors. And, take it all with a grain of salt. But you think us talking about them negatively is going to hurt what goes on there?
Yeah.
The people coming together with a consciousness about buying things from China and putting the pressure on them if they want to be the world's biggest retailer to buy and promote American goods on the wholesaler retail level. But this is pretty funny.
He's got bending over to select his product, and he's got a
a G-string on.
Yeah.
A red one.
Great.
No. Right. Oh, there's another one. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
oh God.
All right. Oh, so there it is, the other side of the world, as you will. Shoppers at Walmart. Most of them are women, too, by the way.
No, there's a lot of ugly guys
in
there. A lot
of guys in there, too. Mm. All right. So that's that story at DougStephan.com.
Yeah,
here's
so
from KUGN land in Oregon, Karen Butler, who sounds like she's a Brit, but she's never been to England.
Oh, yeah.
She had dental surgery.
Yeah.
And started talking with a foreign accent. Story has traveled around the world. Tax consultant from Toledo found her life transformed by the dental procedure that she went through, had dental surgery, left her with dentures, and depending on whom you ask, she has either an Eastern European, a Swedish, or a British accent. She had all of her top teeth and bottom front teeth removed because of gingivitis. That's something you got to be very careful of, a really bad gum disease. The swelling went down. She still sounded strange. Her dentist told her she had to get used to her new teeth. But as the weeks went into months and months, now this happened in, she had the operation in 2009, and she now still has an accent. She has diagnosed herself calling it foreign accent syndrome. And doctors have picked up on this as well. A medical condition now described.
So is it a mental or
no,
is it a physical thing because of the repositioning of her teeth?
It's a neurological,
neurological.
Neurological.
So it's brain related.
Yeah. Sometimes a person sounds slightly off. Other times there may be more dramatic accents, according to Dr. Helmi Lutzup, a professor of the Department of Neurology at the Oregon Science University. Quote, we don't know exactly how or why it happens, but it simply affects rhythm of language. I'm convinced this is a real phenomenon. I've seen it a couple of dozen times. This lady says she hasn't had a stroke, doesn't have any brain trauma going on. There's nothing wrong with her, except she has a, she comes from Illinois, moved to Oregon, and there's nobody in Illinois I ever heard that grew up there, or in Oregon who sounds like they're a Brit.
Right.
So, anyway, that's the story of this lady. It's really interesting. It's an interesting.
I remember when my dad finally had his teeth done. You know, he's 68 now and finally had his teeth done and ended up getting partials and whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it takes a while to get used to it. So, you know, for a while they talk a little funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember when.
But he didn't come through with any accent.
The man who was my second father, Sam Mayo, had his teeth replaced and new ones put in. He was for 3 months or so without teeth, and it was the funniest. But he used to swear like a trooper. And instead of saying O-S, he'd say ship.
Couldn't get that.
Couldn't get it. No, couldn't get it. Couldn't make it work. Funny, funny, funny. So anyway, speaking of things that are good, I know you don't like pain. Who does? But I want you to think for a second, for a moment, about the benefits of having a patch that would make you pain-free for 12 hours. The benefit of your back, your shoulders, your arms, your neck, your legs being pain-free. Go to DougStephan.com or DrKenShow.com for your free sample of Salon Pause. Free. We have testimonials galore. Matter of fact, Richie, I'm sure you can find yet another satisfied listener who's called to tell us how good the experience was with Salon Pause.
This is Jeff from Chicago. I was recovering from a broken ankle and was finding that after being on my feet all day long that it was in great pain by the time I got home. But I started to use a Salon Pause patch twice a day, once in the morning and once at the end of the day, and I found that it helped me get through the day, relieving the pain almost instantaneously. It's a great product.
All right. So there's somebody else that has had the experience. Why not experience it for yourself right now while you're thinking about it? Get yourself to either DougStephan.com, the Salon Pause logo just on the right-hand side in the extension box. Go to Dr. Ken Show if you want to. A free sample of Salon Pause is yours. Learn how to stop the pain immediately at the site. Check out the website. Have a look right now at salonpause.com through drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance.
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Every year, millions of people in America need blood and trust it will be available. 10 years ago, supermodel Nikki Taylor was one of those people. Nikki was in a near-fatal car accident. She needed dozens of surgeries and more than 100 units of blood. The blood was there for her, but sometimes, especially during the summer months, the nation faces a blood shortage and depends on donors to help replenish the supply.
The donors literally helped save my life. Without the blood, I might not have survived. Together with the American Red Cross and NextCare Bandages, we kicked off the Give campaign, designed to help raise awareness about giving blood on a regular basis. And what better time to start than on June 14th, World Blood Donor Day.
Now really is the perfect time to become a donor. You'll receive free NextCare bandages with the word Give printed on trendy, stylish designs to help show that doing good looks good, too. Visit NextCareGive.com to learn more and to find a donation center near you.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
All right. I love some of these stories that we have at DougStefan.com because you won't really find them anyplace else, or at least they won't be prominent. For example, the amazing story about sheep and goats that are now acting as guides for the blind. Goats and sheep. Not dogs. Goats and sheep.
Sure.
I guess you could, you know, you can train them. Goats especially. Goats are very smart, actually.
Goats are very smart, and they got those little ones now.
Yeah. Right.
Now.
Little pygmy there. I think they call it pygmy goats.
Something like that.
Yeah. A friend of mine has them. They make the same noise as a regular goat.
Sure they do.
Yeah. All right. So we've got that. Plus the story of a judge in Ohio who has started giving out homework assignments to children who appear in her court who are in trouble. How about that? Homework. Is that stuff?
Good idea.
Better than sending them to jail. What are you going to learn in jail?
Train a goat.
Zero.
That's homework.
Yeah, right. 21 after on Good Day.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com. offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available, too. So make the switch today to OffTheGridPhones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. Or go to OffTheGridPhones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at OffTheGridPhones.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brother Mick, otherwise known as Muck.
If we can get that guy.
Yeah, right, him. Him. Who him?
Oh,
him.
Man.
Muff Winwood is Stevie's big brother, bass player for the Spencer Davis group, and their big hit was Gimme Some Lovin'. We know the Winwoods went on to be pretty successful musicians on any number of levels.
One of the Winwoods did anyway.
Yeah. Well, this guy has been with his brother, I think, throughout. This is a real intro to great early 60s rock and roll.
Steve Winwood wrote this song when he was 15 years old.
Right, 15 years
singing
old.
It right here when he's 16.
Yeah.
Sounding like Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Give me some love.
I've
seen him three times in the last 5 years. What an amazing performance.
So born in the States 68 years ago. Here's a contrast for you. Janet Lennon.
That's a cool song.
Yeah, that's very good. Born in the state 1946. She's 65 today, Janet.
Very cool song.
One of their big songs, Sentimental Journey. They were on the Lawrence Welk Show forever, and the Andy Williams Show is where they got their start, I think, at least on television. But they were very successful recording artists they started actually late 50s, early 60s. Ran a long, long time.
Happy I'm looking birthday. At the next song, and we'd be fired if we were sitting at a music station playing these train wrecks back to back.
Naughty Holder, one of the Slade singers. This will make everybody feel old. This guy's 65 today. How do you put that together?
Yeah, right now he looks in shiny spandex today.
Run, Run Away. And then there's Russ Hitchcock, one of the singers from Air Supply. The One You Love. Love Another Bruises. This is great. I love this music, by the way. The one that you love. 62 today.
Born in
1949. I know that you can't handle it.
I know.
All right.
I'm not in touch with my feminine side.
No, you certainly aren't. You sound like an idiot when you talk about this stuff.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. All right, so let's see here. Looks like up next, Stevie Walsh from Kansas is 60 today. We have Jim Belushi. Jim Belushi's birthday. You know Jim Belushi's birthday is today.
How old is he now? 51.
When is date 1954, so that would make 56. Him 57.
57.
Yeah, 57. A lot of good movies, television shows. I like the show he had this year, although I didn't do that all that well. It was good. Better than him in that comedy.
You know, he was able to come out from under his brother's shadow, but it took him a long time.
Long time to do it. Yep. Yeah. Polly Draper is 56. She's Ellen on 30-something, if you remember that show. Haven't done much since then, but we give her a nod. Here's a lady that was very, very, very popular. And even though she only had one song, it sort of in it. You know what I mean? It's one of those songs that stays with you. Terry Gibbs, born in the state 1954, same age as Jim Belushi, 57. Helen Hunt was Jamie on Mad About You and so many other great movies and TV shows. Got an Academy Award for As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson in 1997. Got an Emmy for Mad About You in 1995. Happy birthday to Courtney Cox today. Monica on Friends. Very likable. Very sexy.
That looks awesome at 47, man.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah.
Nice to have her with us. Michael Britt, guitarist for Lone Star. It's a well-known group, and this song, well-known. 45 today. Ken Jeong, Ben on Community. I don't understand that television program
at all. It's a funny show.
I don't get it. Don't
Chevy
like
Chase,
it.
That's all you need to know.
It's too hard to follow.
Yeah.
Lee Remini. I don't know much
Leah
about
Remini.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah.
Carrie on King of Queens. Was she the wife?
She was the wife, yes.
Neil Patrick Harris, quite an accomplished actor, 38 today. Happy birthday to him. And Gary Lightbody from the Snow Patrol is 35.
A milestone happens this year. The first baby boomers are turning 65. Strongly independent, these boomers aren't shy about telling the rest of us how they think their lives are going. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. AARP surveyed these leading baby boomers on lots of issues.
Relationship with families, work, religious and spiritual issues, life, leisure issues, and wanted to know, are you where you expected to be?
AARP family expert Amy Goyer.
5 years ago, when these boomers were surveyed, a large percentage thought they were going to be retiring in about 5 years. Well, now 5 years have passed, and they think it's going to be another 5 years. So a lot of them are saying, I'm going to continue working up to close to 70 years old.
But a large percentage also hope to move into an encore career where their skills and interests were more aligned with each other. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as
the GCN. And Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Thank you, without the ladies. It's 33.
Too much testosterone emails.
Yeah,
you better get more in touch with your feminine side.
To Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow the trail on Facebook and Twitter, although Jennifer's really the best one of us who does that. Here's the story of Mark Santalala, who waited 9 months for the birth of his daughter. Didn't see the birth, however, because he was pulled over for speeding on his way to the hospital. This is yet another one of those stories that makes you want to jump through the radio and throttle.
All right, so what is it?
The police officer. My wife informed me it was time. He was at work. She was home. She went to the hospital. And he got in his car. They live in Flagler, Colorado. But in the right neighborhood, and I think I am from driving up and down that road any number of times. So the wife's on her way to Presbyterian St. Luke's Medical Center, Interstate 70. And Mark, who's in the other direction, gets in his car and speeds up the highway. Needless to say, he said to the newspaper reporter, I wasn't letting any grass grow under my feet, moving right up the highway. So John Hahn, a sergeant with the Colorado State Patrol, clocks this guy at 101 miles an hour. Trooper pulls him over and says, what's going on? The guy says, my wife's having a baby. He said, so what? She's not in any danger. He said, no, but I want to get to the hospital to see my firstborn. Police officer says, you know what? That's tough. I'm taking you in. So this jerk takes the guy into the station. Wife, meanwhile, being brought to the hospital, goes in the hospital, has the baby. This guy's tied up for 4.5 hours by this idiot. Now,
you know what?
Going 100 miles an hour.
All right. I'm going to have to side partially with the cop here because at a certain point, you're endangering more than yourself. You
101 miles an hour on Interstate 70. Ain't that dangerous?
There is if there's other traffic.
Yeah,
that's dangerous.
Okay.
That is dangerous.
So you be right and I'll be wrong. How's that? You play right,
well,
I'll play wrong.
I mean, hey, you just have to use common sense. At a certain point,
the guy wants to see his wife have the baby.
At what? And kill three other people
in
the process?
He's not going to kill anybody.
Wait, how do you know that?
Listen.
When my wife called me and she said my water broke.
Yep. You didn't get in the car and speed to the hospital?
I was in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. She was at home, needed me to come pick her up. She could not drive because her water had broke. Mm-hmm. So we called the doctor. He said,
you're with her or you're with somebody?
I was not with
you're
her.
Working.
I was in a meeting in Tyson's Corner, Virginia, which is a very clustery traffic.
That's by the airport.
It's a mess.
A pain in the neck.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
So I got on 66, which is between Tyson's Corner and me, and I was boogieing, but there was traffic.
Yeah.
So at a certain point, I said, I'm on the shoulder of the road. So I'm on the shoulder of the road doing 50 miles an hour.
Off to the right.
Off to the left.
Off to the left.
While traffic is doing about 10 miles an hour on the lanes. And then I see a cop in the left lane, and I know that if I blow past him, he's going to pull me over, and then it's going to be a big scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped, rolled down my window, said, my wife's water broke. Am I okay? He said, keep going. You're probably going to get a flat, but it's okay.
Uh-huh.
And I kept on boogieing.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a flat. I got home. Yeah, there's a lot of shrapnel on the side of the road.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I
from
pulled
all
over.
Those wars that around Washington.
Right. Well, just stuff.
Garbage.
Road
waste.
The key is, I wasn't doing 100 miles an hour. I stopped when I saw a police officer and said, is this okay? Here's why I'm doing this.
Right.
And he gave me the thumbs up.
Yeah.
That's how you should handle it.
Yeah, smart. That's smart. No question about it. This guy was pretty angry, though. As you can imagine.
If missing your firstborn at birth, I would be angry too. But, hey, man, you got to look in the mirror every now and then.
So it brought me around to thinking about how angry we all get. Some of us for good reasons.
How can you never tell the good stories about cops? Like the one I just told.
Well, you just told it. You countered my bad story with cops.
Yeah, but I don't want to have to counter your stories.
You have a brother.
You should come with the good stories.
Every once in a while I have a good story.
My brother's a great cop.
Yeah, he is.
Works in the ghetto.
Yeah.
He doesn't get paid extra for it.
No. Well, it's his job.
Yeah.
All right. Now, don't try to paint me as Mr. Negative on the police. I don't like the...
Well, I don't do it. You don't see
do
me
it on
picking
my
up
own,
a brush. I don't paint anything. You do a great job yourself, Picasso.
Thank you. Very nice. Anyway, the essence of what happens when we get angry about things like this, I have been studying anger and anger management, Richie.
Okay.
And I have found that there is some
self-help. You're an expert on it. Go ahead.
I admit to being angry from time to time.
Sure.
Like we all get angry, and so that's why this is sort of universally applicable to whatever may make you feel angry. People say, I'm mad at you. No, you're not mad. You're angry. There's a difference, a big difference between being mad and being angry. And one of the things that probably makes you angry is what you are saying to yourself. That is the things that build up, the obsessions inside of you, if that's the right word, the obsessions that people have about whatever. People get upset about Paul. Listen to some of the stuff on these talk radio programs, these political talk radio programs. These people are so angry. What are you so angry about? And you can say, well, I just heard you say that we wasted $6.5 billion in Social Security last year. Okay, that's a reason to get angry. Taking action better and much easier on you than for you to just seethe and not do something about it. Action. Anger requires action. It doesn't require internal absorption, if you know what I mean. You are upset about events and things other people are doing, events that create a, like this fellow, he's on his way to the hospital, gets stopped by the police. And maybe he wasn't fair to be angry at this particular police officer because Richie told a good story, and it makes sense. You got to use some common sense. But when you're thinking about yourself often, you don't have any common sense. So if my feelings and my research about these concepts are correct, perhaps a few ideas will help you think through what to do when you are angry. What do you feel like when you are angry? It's all about feelings. Now, a lot of this is going to sound like gobbledygook to many people who want to, don't want to deal with what's inside them. That's okay if you don't want to. I believe that first you have to understand what your beliefs are that make you angry. You got to touch, you got to get inside to those places where the anger starts. Is it in your brain? Is it in your gut? Your reactions to circumstances. Sometimes you're just not very practical, right? I mean, that's what it is. You're responsible for your anger, but you don't look at it particularly in a practical way. So you got to deal with the emotional problem you have. Anger is an emotional, defined anger is an emotional problem.
Yep.
So it's practical. What do you do? Your anger has been activated by some event. Again, policeman stops the guy going to the hospital. She's having the baby. He's angry. So what he might have done, taking a lead from Richie, is replace that anger with okay, this is why what he's saying makes sense. If you can do that. Some people can, some people can't. He was able to, Richie had the correct, really the intelligent way of dealing with those policemen. Now, not always are the policemen going to be understanding. Are they going to be intelligent? So that's another level you got to go to, but you got to get to the first level first.
Right.
And that's to don't be the guy who reaches out and wants to punch with the first breath. You don't do that. You don't take your shoes off and stand there and clench your fists and say, okay, let's have that.
The key is that I anticipated a situation.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, if I do this, this could be. So I curtailed my behavior so that I would not get into that situation,
right,
thus not creating a situation where I would get angry.
Right.
And that's what you have to do. If you have a situation you know you're going to get angry, or you can't foresee something coming and all of a sudden it catches you by surprise, that's when you can't control your emotions.
You need to replace those unhealthy emotions with the acknowledgement that you are annoyed. You are irritated. Now, again, this sounds like self-help gobbledygook to a lot of people. But from one who's been there, it does work. You need to minimize your the business. You know the word that I've often...
Go to a peaceful place.
Right. But you know what? I often talk about this word, should.
Yeah.
Because it drives me nuts.
Why?
The shoulds, because it makes you feel like you've missed something. And maybe you haven't, maybe you haven't. Maybe you just didn't know. It's the difference between missing something and not knowing. And that's sort of what I think should brings to the table. You have wants, you have wishes. So you can say instead of I want, I wish I could have a more peaceful life. I wish I could get to the hospital to see my wife have her baby. I wish that there was a way for me to whatever, fill in the blank, to do whatever, they get to whatever event. You know, a lot of times you're your own worst enemy. We've all been caught in a trap. Some people do it all the time. Don't leave for the airport on time, so you're going to miss your plane if you don't go fast.
You create
that's all
your own anxiety.
Stuff. Yeah, you create your own stuff.
Yeah.
Many times. Not always, but many times. But if you express your anger, I think oftentimes, I think it depends on how you express it. You will be doing something healthy or healthful.
Yeah.
But
you and I have that debate. You think it's healthy to get your anger out, release it, and then once it's gone...
Yeah, you forget. Like, I forget about it. You know that.
Right. You forget about it.
Gone.
But I don't believe that. I believe, A, that when you get into that angry place, it's not healthy for you for the moments that you are there, and therefore you should find another way to handle a situation instead of getting angry. And, B, what does laying your anger on others do to your karma?
Nothing, unless it's their fault.
Right. So you think that, you know, for example, this happens all the time, where you and I get into a screaming match together. You think that helps?
I don't think we do that anymore.
Much? Nah, not so much.
No. Count to 10, Richie.
Right.
That's it. But we'll count to 10.
There's another way to anticipate and redirect.
Uh-huh. All right, so where's the big voice announcer?
Well, you want the big voice announcer?
I think that's what
should
we'll
I do.
Should
I do it over the Zamfir music? Since
no,
we're
actually
about
what we
peaceful?
Should do is we'll tell people a couple of good stories that will help them with the decisions they have to make today. And then we'll get back to the top 10, the big voiced announcer who's going to help us not react to things that make us angry.
Okay.
All right? That's coming right up here, 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper.
If you'd like to take a look at gold pre-retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and we're going to do some stretching exercises. Now, I would like everybody to take their right or left hand, whichever one is the most dominant one, and I want you to raise it up. All right, you got it? Good. Now I want you to raise it up one more inch. Got it? Good. One more exercise. Now I want you to raise it up as much as you possibly can. Now, I have a question for you. Your hand is probably way up. Why wasn't it as high the first time as it is right now? The answer is, when you raised it up the very first time, that's who you think you are. When I told you to raise it an inch, that's what I told you you were. But right now, this is who you are, your potential as high as it possibly can be. The difference is the gap. Every time that you are asked to do something, raise it up to the highest level possible. Never have a gap between who you are and what your potential is. Always fill it. Always create the highest reach you can. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
So, I'm going to use the big voice announcer to suggest that you count to 10 slowly before you react to your anger. All right? Managing your anger, or it will manage you. If you can't control your anger, and if you think that other people are responsible for your anger, That's the big deal. You gotta
focus. Means you're not reacting
on
probably.
You, right? Exactly.
You should use the situation to control the situation, not to get angry and lose control.
Yep, that's it exactly. Like you get angry at a dog. Why would you kick your dog?
You get angry at a client and an employee and a friend, and all of a sudden the situation has lost control and you've got a disaster on your hands.
Yep.
Take the opportunity to think about it and control it.
Think Number about 10. Who you get angry at.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Number 10.
I just said,
that was
think
okay.
about who
Number
you're
Number 9.
Calling. Number 9. Think about others around you.
Number 8.
Think about the whole world.
Number 7.
Think about what frustrates you.
Number 6.
Think about what you are more tolerant of.
Number 5.
Self-esteem. How
Number
is it?
Number 4.
Turn the volume down. Right?
Number 3.
Turn it
just not yet.
Replace anger and rage with mild irritation.
Number 2.
Control your thoughts. Think, think, think.
Number 1.
L-O-V-E. Richie, I love you.
Ah. There you go. You got to make me say it. Right back at you, Dudley.
51 past on good day.
What?
There we are, Dudley.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
The latest on the Arizona wildfire and what's being said about it on Capitol Hill. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. No doubt you've seen the pictures and you know the name. It's called the Wallow Fire. It broke out back on May 29th in eastern Arizona and is now the largest wildfire in Arizona's history. The Wallow Fire has scorched about 470,000 acres and is only 20% contained, although that figure does represent progress. Full containment could still be weeks away. We're told firefighters are focusing now on establishing more fire lines and doing burnouts near communities threatened by the huge blaze. 7 minor injuries are being blamed on the wildfire. More than 30 homes have been destroyed. The town of Greer, Arizona, was hit hard by this fire, but local firefighter Mark Wade believes his town will show its resilience and rebound from what it has lost.
You know how Greer is. You know what we thrive on, and I think once this stuff greens back up, we'll have our tourists back with no problem.
Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, concerns being raised in the Senate about wildfires in general. In a Senate hearing, Arizona Republican John Kyle talked about the devastating fires in the eastern part of his state and elsewhere and the importance of proper forest management.
We have evidence already that the areas that were thinned performed much better than the areas that were not.
As for why this wildfire spread so quickly and was so tough to fight, Senator Kyle offered this as part of the reason.
The problem with this fire was the winds. Yes, it's very, very dry. It's warm. But the winds were 40 miles an hour gusting up to 60. And you can't fight fires in those conditions. The big tankers were not usable.
You'll notice Senator Kyle did not use the term global climate change, a term many Republicans do not even believe in. A senator from neighboring New Mexico, though, Democrat Jeff Bingaman, did blame climate change, along with drought conditions, for this and other wildfires. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You wouldn't want anyone to take food from your table. So why let insects take a bite out of your vegetable garden? 7-brand insecticide knocks out over 100 harmful insects, but it won't harm your fruits or veggies. 7 has been trusted for generations and is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get 7.
Available at Walmart and other lawn and garden retailers.
This was the closing bell on Wall Street yesterday. If you listen carefully, you can hear some applause in the background. And that is a rare sound considering what's happened to the stock market lately. The Dow up 123 points to 12,076. S&P and NASDAQ also up yesterday. Oil prices were up over $2 a barrel, finishing at $99.37. If you're flying Air Canada today or in the coming days, get ready for some big delays. The airline sales staff and customer service personnel are out on strike. Air Canada says passengers can sidestep delays by checking in for flights online, not traveling with luggage, and arriving at the airport well ahead of the deadlines. If you're heading to the beach sometime soon, don't forget the sunscreen. And shopping for the right sunscreen may soon be easier. The FDA releasing new sunscreen labeling guidelines. For the first time, sunscreen products can now say they do protect against skin cancer and early skin aging. Products with SPF or sun protection factor higher than 15 can make the claim. It must also be labeled broad spectrum, which protects against UVB and UVA rays. FDA officials say the new labeling should help reduce consumer confusion. The labels must be in place by next summer. And finally, another item about the NBA champion Dallas Mavericks. They beat the Heat in Game 6 of the Finals in Miami this past Sunday night, as you will recall, with fans back in Dallas watching at the American Airlines Center where the Mavs play, taking the win in stride.
I'm so happy! I can't believe it!
All right, cheer down. Well, yeah, anyway, that gathering at the arena this past Sunday was nothing compared to what the city of Dallas plans for tomorrow. 250,000 Mav fans expected for the Mavericks victory parade. Dallas Mayor Dwayne Carraway urging parade goers to get there early.
We encourage you to take the public transportation, but we also encourage all of you that are coming, as many as you can, to carpool.
Hey, maybe Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and LeBron could all go together in one car. No, LeBron won't show up. He never does, especially in the fourth quarter. Boom! I just love taking more shots at him. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name parts in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. We think you'll agree that O'Reilly is the auto parts store you can depend on. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How do you do, Mrs. Leach? I'm Harvey Manfred Jensen, and I'm with the CIA.
CIA?